Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Yesterday was Gaudete Sunday, and that is to rejoice. That means the pink candle in the Advent wreath. The others are purple. This one is rejoice. It's the third week of Advent. I can't believe we're not really even going to have a fourth week because Christmas is boom right after that Sunday. So 1 week from today, Jesus is coming. Where are you on your Advent walk? How are you going to bring joy to people this week? We should be rejoicing. We should be looking different to people this week. Even our families, we should be on high. So excited, totally joyful, rejoicing, right? This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We're supposed to be like that every day. But in particular, this week of Advent, right before we hit Christmas, we got to turn up the joy knob. Crank it all the way up past 10. How do you do that? You're grateful. Look at your life. I hate to do the old comparison thing, you know, where you look at somebody else's life or you think about just the most horrific type of life. You know, the third world countries or people with no running water, no homes, disease ridden. And then you look at your life. And how often do we continue to complain about our lives and how horrible they are, or how we wish that certain things would change, or that, I don't know, we're always complaining about something. And I know I've told you before, but when we complain about our blessings, we're cursing our blessings. What does that mean? Well, let's say you've got to clean the house this week for your Christmas celebration, and you're about ready to complain about it. You don't want to do it. It's hanging over you like a big old task that you hate. You don't like it. But don't curse your blessing of your home, the fact that you have a home. It is a blessing to be able to clean a home. It's the same thing when I get into the bathrooms and stuff, right? I realize, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful as my face is in the toilet and I'm cleaning it. Yes, my face is not literally in the toilet or figuratively. I don't know which word to use on that one. Probably use the wrong one. But yeah, my face isn't in the toilet. But I'm telling you, it's no fun to clean the toilet until you realize that God blessed you with one and that you could have been not born in the place that you are, into the family that you were, and not have the beautiful material and non-material things like your faith. We don't just have to look at our home, but we can look at our faith. How many of you are cursing your faith? Think about this for 1 second. How many of you are whining and moaning and complaining about doing your prayers, your morning prayers, or praying your rosary, or sticking with your sacrifice during this Advent season, or whatever you added that was going to be better for you or make you a more spiritual, holy person? We can't curse these beautiful gifts that God gave us. And when we review the gifts that we have, that gratitude is going to bubble into joy. It's hard not to, because then when we're grateful, we thank God. And then we thank God, and God loves it when we thank Him. How often do we forget about Jesus's sacrifices for us? I think we remember them a lot more during the Lenten season, because we think about His passion. We think about His crucifixion. You know, it's part of that season. And yet Advent has a different tone to it. While it's still penitential, we're supposed to be celebrating, anxiously awaiting the three things, right? Number one, celebrating and anxiously awaiting Jesus's first coming. Jesus's second coming is number two. And the third is us loving ourselves and loving our neighbors, being Christ-like. That's what He came for us all to do, is to love, right? Not to take an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth. He changed the whole thing. Love even your enemies. And boy, oh boy, if I think about what this world would be like if we were all trying to be selfless with one another, trying to help each other out as best we can in as many ways that we can, which means love. Love is patience and kindness to people, but love is also just willing and wanting the good for someone else. And we can help with that by doing things for other people to make their life easier. So what other ways can we bring joy into the lives of those that God puts in our way this week? We can smile. We can say Merry Christmas with the fullest of love and confidence and not worry about the culture and who may or may not be Christian. Because the reason for this season, I know that there are other kind of practices, because, you know, Judaism isn't really a faith. It's like a practice. So I know that there are other things that are going on during this time. But let's look at what the culture does. Makes it all about Christmas. Santa and presents and all of the things that don't mean Jesus. So why don't we just play into that game? Christmas is everywhere. That's what you're hearing on the radio. That's what you're hearing piped through the speakers of the stores, you know? Like, let's play into that then. Merry Christmas. Thank God for Jesus. I mean, I don't know what you can do to bring that joy of Jesus in the season. Give it a shot. I have yet to say Merry Christmas and have any kind of negative reaction so far. And that includes last year and the year before and the year before. To be honest, I think I've been doing it for many years because I do remember our favorite president, whether you like him or not, Donald Trump, ended up saying, hey, it's time to bring Merry Christmas back. Too much political correctness means that you don't say anything. And therefore, when you don't stand up for any of your beliefs, you pretty much believe in nothing then. And we don't want that. We want to be different. We want to smile. We want to compliment people. We want to bring in the cheer. So it starts with us and it starts with God. So if you're going to get out this week every day and be joy, you've got to start it with God. So make sure that you wake up early, you get that prayer time with God, that you can be grateful and just shift any type of negative feeling or anything that's going on in your life, shift it. Lord, I accept what's going on in my life. I know that you will get me through this. I know that you are my strength and my weakness. So please help me and help me be joyful to everyone. So my deal this week is to be on fire for God. And when people ask me, why am I in such a great mood? How come I'm always so happy, or why are you so joyful? What's going on with you? Whatever it is, because I'm going to be over the top. I'm going to be, period. It's not just something that I'm going to wish for. I'm going to be. This is how it's going to be. And when people ask me, what is up with you? I cannot wait to say, I'm so excited for Jesus's birthday and for Jesus's second coming. I am so excited to be a Catholic. I am so excited for this gift of faith. That's why I'm like I am. And I'm telling you, people are going to look at me weird, but that's okay. They look at me weird anyway. Remember, I live for that audience of one. God's going to look at me and say, hey, who else did you bring up here with you? How many seeds did you drop? Or were you just so afraid, like the one guy with the one talent who buried it in the ground? Didn't multiply it, didn't share it with anyone. And if you remember, the master was ticked off. We are not called to sit with our lips closed. We are called to bridle our tongues, but not when it's sharing the good news. So let's get out there and just be happy and joyful. Be grateful and thankful for everything that God has blessed you with. And go shower that on everyone. Everyone. You're going to love it. They're going to love it. You're going to make people's day. Ah, think about if every single person did this in this world. This is why, from the beginning, this is what God wanted. Everybody loving one another, helping one another, sharing with one another. You have certain talents, you help me. I have certain talents, I help you. That's what we were supposed to be like, not like this. I'm out for me, myself, and I. How many times are you going around the stores and people aren't even looking at each other? Maybe that is what you do. When you're walking, whether they have a mask on or not, because there's still people out there doing that, if you're walking close enough to them where they're in earshot, say, well, hello there, Merry Christmas, or something, because we have all been programmed to not even look at the other person because of COVID and the masks, guys. We got to stop that. We've got to shake people out of what happened from 2020 till now. Oh, maybe that is what you do to everyone you walk by who was just ignoring you. And I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about. Can't be the only one. And I'm like the creepy one. I'm like the creepy one that's staring at the person forever till they can maybe connect eyes with me so that I don't have to scare the living daylights out of them saying something as they walk by me. But yeah, it bothers me so much. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, don't have us be like that. Have us look and love people everywhere, even if we don't know them, just to say hello and wish them a blessed day, bring you into their life in a little way. We don't know what a smile, what a Merry Christmas will do to someone. We don't know what a small compliment will be to that person. It could make their day. We don't know what's going on in their life. So help us to be outgoing. And help us to be that love that you call us to bring to the world. Not to be shy or worried about what anyone will think of us. Help us to be bold Catholic Christians this Christmas, where we spout out loud at the tops of our lungs, from the mountain tops across the land, how much we love you and how much we cannot wait for your coming. Mary, please take our left hand. Holy Spirit, take our right. Guide us and lead us in this beautiful walk today. Help us to be joy and bring joy to everyone all the way up until Christmas Day. Guardian angel, we need messages. We need to be protected. So help us, all you holy angels and saints. Sorry, Lord. Please protect us, guide us, and lead us, and fight the fight. Kick those little demons who are trying to pull us into fear and worry and despair. Kick them around. Make sure that we have the Holy Spirit filled up to the brim so that we can be joy. Jesus, others, you. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alrighty, everyone. This is it. The last week. Let's be joy. Especially to our families. Don't they deserve it the most? Intimacy, for those of you who are in my Soul, Mind, and Body membership group on YouTube, go watch my last Saturday with Kendra video. I kind of talk about intimacy and my spouse and our marriage, and it's important. So that's what I'm going to be focusing on too in my own home. If you want to join, there is a link in the description of this podcast. Just click it. It's $4.99 a month, and I will see you over there. If not, I'll see you on the generic channel or just right here on this podcast. I love you all so much. I'm so grateful to be walking with you. Cannot wait to hear what is going on in your Advent. So wherever you are, send me an email, kendra@kendravonash.com, or send me some comments on any of my social media, especially on those YouTube videos. I love seeing your comments. And I think other people like seeing your comments. Why? Because you know what? We don't want to be on this journey alone. We want to know that there are other people like-minded. I mean, we're all kind of together for a reason because we jive together. And so there are going to be people out there that are going to be struggling with the same thing. And there's some sort of comfort in the fact that we can have the same types of struggles and pray and support each other all the way through it. Maybe even help on the other end once we get past it, you know? Okay, I love you all. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.